The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Isn't it great to finally win a few battles? And this is John Reagan, sitting in for John Statmiller, the National Intel Report. Trip, please continue.
Basically, my point is that for Arpaio to have anything significant, he would have really had to prove that the information on that birth certificate was false, and he never really did that. It's why we never got any earth-shattering information from our pilot's posse, that they didn't really have anything with Blake. But the good news is we've gotten rid of him finally after 8 years.
Well, they at least found out that the birth certificate is a forgery. And
well, no, they really didn't find that out. They couldn't prove that. They didn't have the ability to prove that. It was a compilation. It was admittedly a compilation. And they claimed by scrutinizing it, they could prove it in forgery. But you see, Hawaii is entitled to put it on. They could put it on a cocktail napkin, and it would still be legal. And it's not a forgery. So the reason it's not a forgery is it's not pretending to be any sort of document whatsoever. It's a compilation of things, and it's, you know, for them to prove that it was, you know, an illegitimate document, what they're left with doing is having to prove that the information, which is what the document attests to, is illegitimate and false. Because
what they were able to show is that another document was used to generate this document. So what was posted?
We knew that to begin with. It was the document was had the page curl from the ledger book, so that was used for it. And then they used the certification page. That was another compilation for it. And if they wanted to go in and pretty up a document and wouldn't change the numbers around on it, Hawaii Department of Health is entitled to do that. In whatever font face they want to use, it really you can't prove that it's a forgery because it's not pretending to be any sort of document. It's the same reason why we can't prosecute the game makers Milton Bradley for producing money with their game, because that currency is not like pretending to be any other type of currency.
But they have been able to demonstrate that what he produced is taking parts from another certificate in ways that could not be done by a human record. You can't stamp things exactly the same way twice, and there's just too many of these to...
In Hawaii, for presentation purposes, could have been more than entitled to do that. We, you know, they gave us a multi-layer digital document. I examined it myself. And there really isn't anything, despite, you know, things being curious and odd, There's absolutely no detail in it definitively you can say this is wrong. The whole point is that what Hawaii is attesting to in that document is the information in the document, and not that it's a replication of anything in the first place. In fact, what they provided was a photocopy image of the ledger book, which is actually the application for the birth certificate, which they bind on a monthly basis or a weekly basis, depending on the number of applicants. But they bind that into a ledger book, and then they file it away in the vault. So they gave us a picture of this ledger book. So that was really the application of a birth certificate, and it wasn't even a birth certificate itself.
Well, so much of that's water under the bridge.
Right.
And we've got more important battles to fight at the moment. And like I say, with what's coming up, we know there's going to be disruptions, and let's just hope that there's enough good guys in these places to keep the bad guys in their place.
I've been kind of tickled pink by how much Trump is getting under the mainstream media. I saw a story today, and I haven't been able to verify whether it was from today or not, but I got it in my email, and it was talking about MSNBC, CNN, and that other news media not being invited into a press conference. And their panties are just like twisted into an uproar over it, and I think they're getting their just desserts over this. Somebody made a compilation of Don Lemon. I think he's on MSNBC, but he had a host of guests, three liberals and one conservative. Invariably, on a number of segments, they had a compilation of his shows, and he was trying to get the conservatives to admit that Trump was wrong, and that they weren't fake news, and the conservatives wouldn't admit it, and he would cut them off, refuse to let them to speak, all sorts of things, all while he's trying to argue that he's real news. At one point, he even tried to come up with a definition of what fake news is. You don't even know what the definition of fake news is, as if there's an authoritative definition of this word that's appropriate and others aren't. These people have become a laughing stock, and I hope that many people in the country are learning from this. The sad thing is, I think it's kind of like preaching to the choir. I think we're still divided on partisan lines. We got two different halves of a country, and we're not going to get along. There's nothing that's going to happen that's going to get along. And I don't see how we should have the Republican Congress, compromise with the Democrats. Sorry, we won, you lost. You forced Obamacare down our throats. You almost forced a health care or a climate change bill down our throats. It imposed a global warming Gestapo that could pronounce us unlawful occupants of our own house. They passed that in the House. They didn't pass it in the Senate. There wasn't any compromise then, and I don't think we should have any compromise now. The terms of the Constitution are clear.
And unfortunately, proof does not, and pardon the pun, Trump beliefs. They just had that dump of, over 1,000 hours of video recorded behind the scenes of CNN. And, it's not going to make a difference for those that, love the left.
Another area that's interesting is Watchmen going apoplectic over the fact that we're not supporting man-made climate change, anthropogenic climate change with the point of it being catastrophic. My background and profession is a geophysicist, and I got to tell you, I've read pretty much every major paper on the subject that I can on the data, and there is no evidence whatsoever that this these greenhouse gases cause the climate to abruptly warm. Even on Venus, the temperature of the planet can be entirely accounted for by the atmospheric density. And then there's other things. I did a study at Mars with a number of people going back to 1990 with the Mars Global Surveyor satellite. And that satellite recorded seeps occurring on the southern facing faces of cliffs and scarps, impact craters, where over successive passes of the satellite, you could see a dark streak going downhill, and then it would get lighter and lighter and lighter. It took NASA, these pictures were taken around 1990-ish, it took NASA until 2 years ago to admit that, yeah, that had to be water. They tried to claim it was a dust of a different color, a cascade going down across the other dust, and it disappeared because it was covered by the winds. But that was clearly evidently not what we're seeing. But the point of these seeps occurring on Mars is they don't have SUVs. And they don't have rain either. They don't have an atmosphere where the geology is getting resaturated with water. So we're seeing a first-time event of warming causing this water to release and flow downhill. To quote another friend of mine, it's the sun, stupid. You know, it's not our greenhouse gases and carbon being released into the atmosphere.
And they don't include the sun in the models.
Right, exactly.
Trip, we have Tom from Philly that would like to talk with you on there as well. So, Tom, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Reagan?
Doing good.
All righty. I see you got an in-depth there with my buddy Tripp. And guy is something else. He's really, really smart. But I don't understand how they could have water on Mars when the Earth is flat and we got a dome over the top of the planet. How do we escape the planet?
Yeah. Hey, Tom, yeah. You know, you don't have to come on and do my public relations for me, you know.
No, I know, but you know what? It's you blow me away with the stuff that you know. You really do, and I think anybody listening to you will really get a lot of knowledge, especially in your expertise of geology and things like that. So, I was listening to you talk about Obama's birth certificate. My thoughts on that is that the birth certificate was created intentionally so that people would say, hey, this thing is a fake, and they'd go off into left field when they really should have been looking to see who Obama's daddy really was, because from everything I read and looked at, he sure looks like he could be Frank Marshall Davis's son. And maybe that was a distraction to keep people from looking that way and figuring out that he wasn't really Obama Jr. He was Frank Marshall Davis Jr.
That's very possible, for a number of those conditions that you pointed out. I've thought about that myself. The thing is that there are people that have focused on the birth certificate, I mean, in a frenzy. They want to absolutely prove that this thing is false, and they're going to scrutinize it, and they're going to chase the birth certificate kind of like looking for Where's Waldo in a picture. They've abandoned the absolute definition of natural-born citizen, which we have in a half a dozen Supreme Court cases over this country's history, just to go chase after the damn birth certificate.
You know, it doesn't really even matter if the birth certificate was real or not. The fact is, if Obama was born on the White House steps with a million man march walking by as a witness, his father was a British citizen. Therefore, he can't be president because he's a dual citizen.
Yeah, exactly. You almost reiterated one of my favorite quotes. I love to say, he could have been born on the steps of the Supreme Court, witnessed by all nine, and he still wouldn't be a natural-born citizen.
Right, yeah. Oh, well. I just thought I'd jump in there. I want to say hi, Mr. Reagan. And how's John Stattmiller still under the weather, huh?
Yes. I haven't talked to him directly, but he didn't sound too bad to me couple of days ago, so hopefully with this weekend he'll be back here on Monday.
Yeah, well, I hope you're listening, John. You better get better, because as much as we like Mr. Reagan, maybe you guys can double up here and give us a double header. All right. Well, I'm glad you're filling in for him. You're doing a great job, and thanks for letting me chat for a few minutes. I'll let you go back to my buddy Trip.
Well. Let's go ahead and close out this call. We've got other callers lined up. Thank both of you for the calls.
Have a good day, John.
Thank you. We have Byron from Canada. Welcome to the show.
Mr. Reagan. And, you said you have your own TV, radio program. Is that correct?
I am a regular guest on the USA Prepares program. And
so,
I've also guest hosted it quite a bit.
So you must have been really... railing against Mr. Cruz when he was running for the candidacy of the for the Republican Party. Is that true?
Yeah, I was definitely not happy, and unfortunately, most of the people that we went to church with, hey, he's a Texan. We're on the Texas team.
He was about as Texas as Benjamin Netanyahu was. Anyway, hey, what I want to ask you, I think you guys are wasting your time talking about whether he was an American citizen or not. It's over with. There's nothing you can do about it. But I think America needs to get back working together. And, you know, and you need to get rid of these people that's in Congress that's not an American first. Now, you know, I like Canada. I mean, Canada to me is number one. And that's the way Americans should feel about their country, that, you know, they got to put America first. Now, you got a whole lot of traitors in your Congress. And let me just give you an example. You remember when Netanyahu came to Congress and he was given a standing ovation? What was it they said, 26 times?
Something like that.
Yeah. Now, you do know Mr. Netanyahu and then that filmmaker, Aaron Milsheim, he was an arms dealer, then he went later on to producing movies. You do know that they stole nuclear material and components for their nuclear program, right? You know that, right?
I don't have the details on that, but I also know that... I believe it was Colin Powell that leaked the information about how many warheads they do have.
Yeah, well, but I mean, Netanyahu, that's been within the last year. They came out, and this Aaron Milsheim, that's, like I said, a famous Hollywood producer, came out, and they were bragging how they helped by stealing the stuff from the United States to make their nuclear program. And yet, now that should be a crime, right? I mean, you would think that he shouldn't be allowed in the United States, right?
Professional courtesy, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I think is a big problem with the United States. They cater to these criminals. But, when you got Congress then standing up and giving him a felon or whatever, he's probably worse than that, standing ovation, that tells me you got a lot of traitors in your Congress. You know, they're not putting America's interest first is what I'm trying to say to you. And, you know, the other thing now, it's just, United States, everybody says how great a country United States is. And I won't go into Pearl Harbor now that's been released, where Roosevelt knew well in advance the day, the hour that the attack was going to take place. Well, I hear some music there. Can I hang on?
Yes, you can. We have a short break coming up, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in tonight. And I'll tell you, when I was at the Pentagon, this is back during the second Reagan term, I knew things weren't right. I knew we had people in Congress, and this included the Republicans, violating their oath of office. But I didn't know how bad certain things were. And just to point out how evil our government is, they fed oatmeal to children. And you might say, John, what's so bad about feeding oatmeal to children? Well, most people don't put plutonium in it. And they did this to over 70 children between 1946 and 1953, so your loving Democrats are responsible for that. And that was also in association with MIT. So if you want to read more about that, you can search, if they would feed radioactive oatmeal to little kids, what wouldn't they do? And Yeah, that's not the only heinous thing that our government has done. And you were talking about Pearl Harbor when the break hit.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing the soldiers that went to war. I mean, they were fed a bunch of crap. But this is what makes me so mad about the American government when they say, "Oh, you can't turn a football game on without them honoring the veterans or the military." And same in Canada, I have to say the same thing. But yet, United States, Canada hasn't got to that point yet where they've done anything. They try to protect their people, but United States deliberately let 2,000 sailors get slaughtered. Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. They let 2,000 sailors get slaughtered to get into the war, and because Roosevelt said, he told American people, "Oh, we'll never go get into war there," and he stood by. He wouldn't even warn Admiral Kimmel that the attack was coming. There was a documentary done up here on Canada just here within the last 2 weeks, and I mean, they had all of the papers or the telegrams or the whatever you want to call it there that was released, or they released all of that, the stuff that they had intercepted from the Japanese. They knew right the hour that the attack was going to take place, and they didn't even let them poor sailors know anything about it. 2,000, whatever, 2,200, were slaughtered. And then, of course, what was there, 250,000, 500,000 Americans died in World War II? I mean, it goes on with the American government. Like, that's what the American people should be railing against, not whether Obama had whether he was born in Hawaii or I don't know if he was or not. I mean, it's too late now. Why bother out? It's over with. But why aren't they looking at what's going on right now? Just here it came out. United States admitted they were using depleted uranium in some of their shells off their A-10 planes, which is a war crime. But the American people don't give a crap, and then when something happens, if somebody does something to the Americans, I have to say, just about all of the terrorist attacks, so-called terrorist attacks in the United States, is all FBI or CIA run, so, there's not even hardly any, attacks, but if there were, you certainly can't blame the people for doing, if they did do it, but, there's so many other things that I think the American people need to be focusing on. Here's another thing. The bailout. You remember Obama when he came into power? How much money did he give the banks? Do you remember?
Well, the Fed printed trillions, not just for our banks, but for foreign banks as well.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, these banks are run by the same people. No matter if it's in Germany or in France or United States, it's the same people at the top running them. But $16 trillion, not billion, trillion dollars they handed out to these bankers. Like, you're talking about health care. Shit, that would finance the health care, the health care thing that you guys are so against now. Why are people talking about the $16 trillion handout that they gave to the bankers?
Well, we're coming upon a break. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The National Intel Report. John Reagan sitting in for John Stattmiller. And before I lose all the time in the show, I do want to mention my website, and this one's one of those mile-long names, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. However, there's a shorter way of getting there. I'm working on developing my ministry website, eze33.org, which is short for Ezekiel 33, which is where in the Bible it talks about the physical watchman that gives a warning when the sword is coming. And what I am trying to do with my radio life is let people know how deadly the financial collapse is going to be. And it will be as deadly as any sword. And that is quite an educational process. So if you go to eze33.org, and you know, like I say, it's still under construction. If you click on the news tab, that takes you to the news tab of my book website, which is where I post my show prep for USA Preparers, including our, and you may see quite a few things there that you don't find on other shows. We have Joel from
there.
You are.
Okay. I got a couple things. You were talking about global warming and the American people being dumbed down. There is a senator. I've watched several on C-SPAN Senate hearings on global warming. There's a senator from, I believe, Rhode Island. And he gets up and testifies and squawks and says one of the reasons he's all for doing something about global warming is he uses the excuse that the sea level is up 10 inches in the state he's from, which I believe is Rhode Island. And do you see anything wrong with what he said there?
you think you'd notice something like that.
But there's 99 other senators in the room, and they're not noticing that the sea level cannot go up in one state without the sea level going up all around the world, and that's three-fourths of the world is, you know, it would have to rise. A sea level is a standard. It would have to rise all around the world, but they don't notice that. So you're talking about people being dumbed down.
Well, who was it in Congress that was concerned about, I believe it was Guam, flipping over because of all of our military presence there?
Yeah, I think his name was Johnson. He was, you know, I don't know where they came up with him. But he did replace, he's the guy, if you remember, he replaced Cynthia McKinney because she was challenging the Federal Reserve, and she was just like somebody outspoken that was challenging things. And another topic was the wars and stuff, how many people died, and just more recently was the Vietnam. And 60,000 of our soldiers went over there and died because of the Gulf of Tonkin that they admitted was fake later. Now, we just don't learn from that. And one of the bad things that does is, during that era, people didn't want to get drafted or join the military because they didn't want to go over there and die for no reason. So a lot of them went to college, and they were brainwashed from the professors. And the ones that went into the military, they got brainwashed from boot camp. And once you're brainwashed, I think it's pretty hard to shake, not to mention that the media, the government-controlled media over here, was brainwashing the rest of the people. I was just talking about the young people that went to college or went into service. So they got brainwashed in their areas. And the government media complex was brainwashing the rest of the masses to where we are now. That's a heck of a division. Because those people, you know, even though we're supposed to be all Americans, we're coming from a different belief system that just is not going to mesh with each other. It's like once you're brainwashed, you're brainwashed.
And that's why one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto is free public schools.
Yep.
And
exactly
I don't
right.
remember right off if it was Stalin or Lenin. You know, they knew if they got the children young and educated them or indoctrinated them, which is you know, a better term, that most of them would never change for the rest of their lives because you've got that imprint on the brain. And they brought that over here and took over, you know, the public schools, the universities, and we're now reaping what's been sown. And as much as, you know, we'd like to reach out to these people, educate them, you know, things that would actually be in their best interest, that's a really tall order. And you know, I hate to say it, I don't think we can really do it. And I look back to Exodus as an example of this. You know, you could take the slave out of Egypt, but you couldn't take Egypt out of the slave, and so they had to wander in the desert for 40 years until they died off, and then they took that new generation into the Promised Land.
Yep.
And I'm afraid that we're going to have that type of die-off to get rid of you know, all this bad indoctrination that has gone on for decades.
Yes, at least 50 years worth that I know of, and it probably was before that, but you don't pay it, you know, you only discover it when you first discover it. And the younger you can get the kids, the better. So now they even have preschools to start programming them.
Exactly. And, you know, they even disassociate the children from the parents because now, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have two parents, they both have to work in today's America. When I grew up, my dad went to work, my mom stayed home, and, you know, we didn't live in a big house, but we lived in a house. We had a car. You know, my mom would drive my dad to work. You know, I'd go with her, and we'd go back in the afternoon to pick him up. And it was, you know, in stark contrast to what we see today.
Yeah, that was a different world.
Of course.
Oh, well.
Yeah, things were so bad back then. You know, had to walk all the way across the living room just to change the channel.
And you only had two channels.
Well, fortunately, I think I was still in preschool. We got the third channel, ABC, came into the area. So we had three to choose from.
Oh, well, we did. Eventually, we did, too, because we got two antennas. We only had one, you know, that came in with the TV, and then two antennas were we got two more. But my dad controlled that, you know, what channel you're going to watch. Oh, well.
Did you have anything else to cover tonight?
I did, but I can't think of it right now. You got other callers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, so long.
And thanks for the call. Mark in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hey. Oh, thanks for taking my call. Excuse me. I wanted to comment on the one gentleman that was a couple callers back was talking about the people aren't paying attention to what they should be paying attention to. And it's like, why isn't Hillary Clinton being arrested or tried or indicted? It might be because she's a state citizen. I bet she has a U.S. passport, not as a U.S. citizen, but as a U.S. national. It's like the Mexicans. If they're not U.S. citizens, the laws don't apply. A U.S. citizen is property of the United States. And Congress has, and if you listen to Ralph Rainerod and other hosts on the RBN, the Congress has plenary authority over people who volunteer into there to accept their authority. We're tricked by words and things to play the role of a citizen when actually the role of a citizen is a slave and the government is your master. People, you know, like you said, we got to learn and educate ourselves for the things that we weren't taught. And that's why the lawyers and judges and government all make millions of dollars by controlling us. And I just wish, it's like Roger Sales in the book Sovereign to Serve explains how the courts have decided who is a citizen, who isn't a citizen. It's all in the history and in the record. And I would say that why should a plumber have to learn all this government BS when he wants to be a plumber? He needs to learn the language of plumbing so he can be a plumber. We shouldn't have to learn all this crap these lawyers and judges and government shysters place upon us to rob us. But then if we don't learn those things, they're always going to be robbing, raping, and pillaging us, and we're going to be trained to think it's okay. Everyone's got to pay their taxes. And I don't know. That's what I got to say. We got to learn how to be people and not citizens. A citizen is a property of something else. We got to be people. God created man, not citizens, and that's what we got to get. We got to be men and women, not citizens.
And I can't tell you how many times during the 8.5 years I was in the Air Force that I had to, you know, attest that I was a United States citizen.
Yes. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes. Good. Peel potatoes or you get shot. Okay. You know, but that's what it is. And when you're in court, if they ask you, do you have a Social Security number? Well, no, the Social Security number belongs to the Social Security agency. So you can honestly and truthfully say, I am not aware of that. Because it's not yours. So, but if you say, yes, it's mine, well, they got you. Boom. They just hit you with the hammer. You just admitted that they own you. Just like Bill Clinton. Well, it depends on what you mean by the word is.
Yeah, it's bounced back also. That phone scam going around right now where they'll call you and, like, drop their headset and say, can you hear me? And if you say yes, they've got your voice recorded, and they'll, you know, charge your account for something. And then when you come back and say, I didn't do that, they'll come back and play the recording of your voice back.
Yeah.
It's much more serious with the government, but, you know, we got to learn and stay aware.
It's all a scam, and the preachers don't want you to know because they want their donations. It's just amazing, the fraud and the upside down use of words. Like if I said, you seem to be a nice, sophisticated man, you'd think I was complimenting you. If you look up the word nice with etymology and the word sophisticated is impure, like mud. Nice is just cruel, mean, and dirty. But we've been trained to speak backwards. When we think we're complimenting somebody, we're really cursing them, and we don't even know it because we've been trained to believe lies as though they're true.
You know, words mean things, and we don't even know what the words mean.
Right. So look up etymology. Look up the word nice and the word sophisticated, and you'll think, my God, all my life I was taught that these are good things, and they're not. And we go around cursing people, and we don't even know it. That's what I got to offer.
Well, thanks for the call. We have Fred from Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Reagan. Reagan, let me ask you a question, if I may, okay?
Sure.
Why are you knocking the Democrats?
Well, one reason is because they bankrupted the country. The unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare, it's more than all the money in the world. They would have to tax more than 100% of income to pay for that and government spending. And that doesn't mean the Republicans are good guys. I find them despicable. Often they teamed with the Democratic president, did these trade deals which took jobs away from the country. We have the example after 9/11 where we got the Patriot Act, which destroyed freedoms. So I don't like either party.
Republicans voted for the NDAA. Reagan, do you believe that the powers that run the Republican Party, do you believe that they don't know what the brothers that run the Democratic Party, do you think they're in disagreement? Do you think for 1 minute that they don't know collectively and together what they're doing? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. And then you add on the layer of technology. And when you start, digging down, these plans have been around for a long time, and these plans go out for a ways.
Right. Do you think that we've elected a president, say maybe going as far back as Jackson, do you think the people has elected a president? What do you think?
Well, in general, we've had the choice that they've given us. The reason that I started warming up to Trump was because of you know, especially all the Republicans that hated him.
I said 7 or 8 months ago on Stadmiller's show, I said if Trump gets in and does what he says he's going to do, they'll kill him. And if Trump gets in and doesn't do what he said he'd do, which he's not doing it, there'll be a revolution in this country. For people to go on election after election believing that they elected a president, they're damn fools. And we haven't elected a president. Our government and governments around the country, around the world, are shaping what the hell we think. Democrat against Republican, black against white against black.
Create division. Did you have anything else? Did you have anything else? We're up against a break.
All right, can I give you out a website when I come back? Is that okay?
Sure. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes.
No reason to get excited.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
This is the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. John Reagan sitting in for him tonight. We're getting close to the end of the show, so for Fred, please make it quick.
Okay, John, I'm 80. Anyhow, there's my, or my, not mine, but the website. And I'll say it slowly. And people out there, get your pencils ready. Donald Trump, the church, the state, and the image to the beast. Okay, Mina was talking about your dad. I'm probably the same age as your dad, maybe older.
If my dad were alive, he would be 99 this year.
Well, you're up there yourself then. Okay, I made payments on a truck. I was the owner-operator, among other things. I've made payments on the truck. I made payments on the new engine. I was buying a small plot of land off a farm, and my wife didn't have to work. Now, they got the women's lib going so they could have more taxes to come in. That just busted up the family. But anyhow, we vote for the lesser of two evils. And I discovered this 20 years ago. It doesn't take no brain surgery. When you vote for the lesser of two evils, every election you compound it into more evil. And Trump and the Clintons and the Bushes, and I'll give you video, faces, times, dates, and the church, the Vatican, are all lovers, all the same people. And go to that website, for one, Donald Trump, the church, the state, and the image to the beast. And I presume you might be a Bible student. So am I. I've tried for 3 years to get out the first beast, the second beast, and the false prophet. And all I do is cut all kinds of hell because people don't have the guts, courage to go there. Have a good evening, my friend.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your call. And you know, it's sad to see the state of our modern church. If our Christian brothers from before the revolution were like the modern church, we'd still be you know, part of England, you know, serving this queen. And it's sad to see, you know, I remember when they took prayer out of school, I didn't see a big uprising. I was in high school when Roe v. Wade happened, and the church didn't say anything. Of course, there's still, you know, the controlled media, but even in church, you didn't hear a lot of protest. And then more recently, when the homosexual marriage was shoved upon us again, I saw the church mostly remain silent. It's time to stand up. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your weekend.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.